العاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم داعيا في حق سيدنا معاوية رضي الله عنه: اللهم اجعله هاديا مهديا واهد به، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبعد، الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the great ni'mat of Islam and his perfect, pure and compassionate teachings, and being in the Ummah of Allah's Habib Sayyiduna Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is indeed a great honor on the barakah and blessings of this link and association to our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are highly indebted to those whom Allah Azza wa Jal praises in the highest of terms, in the ayah of Quran recited, fraternity of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, and those who would tread in their way and mannerisms, the Muhajirin, the Ansar, the vanguard, the early entrance into Islam, and those who followed in the pathway. And Allah Ta'ala lords various accolades and rewards already promised as they tread on this earth in the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is the greatest honor that a person could have ever desired. Allah declares emphatically, and let us remember that Allah's qualities are eternal. Allah is pleased with them. They are pleased with Allah Ta'ala. And therefore, when we take the name of a Sahabi, we say, radiyallahu an, a female Sahabiya, radiyallahu anha, two dual, radiyallahu anhuma. For many males, radiyallahu anhum. Many females, we say, radiyallahu anhun. It is a haqq, a right. It is known as taraddi, to say radiyallahu anhu on the name of a sahabi shows one's love and affinity for the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are highly indebted to them because it is them and none other than them who had understood the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lived it, practiced it, and spread to different parts of this world to convey this message. And it is those enormous sacrifices that they have made. You will find the qabr spread across the world. That is testimony to the sincerity that Allah Ta'ala himself attests to in the Quran Azim, that they had done all of the seeking, the pleasure, the happiness of Allah, assisting Allah and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And as if Allah Ta'ala already dispels those who have enmity, hatred in their hearts towards Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in in general terms, such as the Shia or the Rawafid as they are called, from their books, they consider Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in as the worst of people who had reneged on Islam. And amongst those whom they make a target of criticism specifically, Sayyidina Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan, Sayyidina Muawiyah bin Sakhar bin Harb radiallahu anhu, indeed a great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The earliest Muslims understood the importance of defending his integrity, and this is of critical importance. Waqi' ibn al-Jarrah, a very great scholar of hadith, says that Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is like the door handle of a house. If that is removed and it is penetrated, the entire fraternity of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in would become open to criticism. And in that, this whole deen will come crumbling down, because this deen is based on their integrity and sacrifices. Abu Tawbah al-Halabi says that Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is like a veil. If that veil is torn, it opens up the road to finding fault, criticizing the entire fraternity of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak rahimahullah, a great alim, a zahid, abstinent from this world, a mujahid, great scholar of hadith, he says it so beautifully that Allah Ta'ala has made our relationship to Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is a huge test that those who love, venerate and honor him, it shows love and honor for the entire fraternity of Sahaba radiallahu anhu jma'in and of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But those who find fault, criticize him, revile him, and as they commonly do, the enemies of Sahaba radiallahu anhu jma'in, curse him even in the khutbahs of Jumu'ah, and therefore imperative for us to praise, mentioning the praises is a great form of ibadah. In fact, we make niyyah for sitting here in defense of the honor of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, who are really the life work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With this niyyah that Allah ta'ala accepts this broken, humble, feeble effort that is indeed an honor for ourselves, and through the barakah of this association, Allah ta'ala gives us every kind of success and protection from every evil, dunya, qabr and akhirah. So he says, Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, that those who harbor enmity, hatred towards him, it is a clear reflection that that person has evil lingering within that person's inner self. Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, in a very brief synopsis, accepted Islam in either the sixth year at Hudaybiyah or the year after that, the Umratul Qadha, but most definitely at the least on the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah. The strong opinion is that he had accepted Islam before that but concealed it from his parents initially. He has many, many virtues. He is given the title Khalul Ummah, the maternal uncle of the Ummah, Mamu or Mamaji of the Ummah. Reason is that his sister, Hadrat Ummu Habiba radiallahu anha, is one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Her name is Ramla binti Abu Sufyan. And on this account, he is the brother of one of the Azwaj Mutahharat, enjoys this honor. Secondly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved him profusely. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had even said to him, prophesizing his future leadership, that when you assume this important responsibility and matter, then do it in a manner that is the best with Allah Ta'ala and be kind to the creation, فَأَحْسِن. So he knew from then, he says in Mahat, I knew that Allah Ta'ala will propel me to such a position. He has another great honor, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had trusted him to the extent of making him one of the scribes who was proficient in writing, one of the senior scribes of Wahi, writing down revelation from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is indeed a great honor that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam trusted him to write down whatever Quran Sharif had been revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And brothers, the importance of discussing his virtues, just in the last week, a heart-wrenching incident. Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala's qabr is in Damascus in Syria. It is not in a public place. The Shia, the Rawafid, who have literally taken control of many countries in the Middle East, Syria included, came to the walls of the home in which his qabr lies, and the most degrading form of curses, of hatred, meted out to this great Sahabi, that really tells you the true colors of the Shia, who openly talk the cause. But in the last week alone, three major attacks on the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaat, into Pakistan, into Syria, into Iraq. We lament what is happening in Gaza in the strongest terms, but ask many Palestinians, I've heard it, who will tell you that what we are going through is nothing compared to what the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaat are being, horrendous atrocities by the Shia, the Rawafid in Syria, in the city of Idlib and its surroundings at present. So Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala has a great honor that he's a scribe of Wahi. Another great honor he enjoys, that we all yearn and desire the du'as of the pious. What a du'a Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for him. Allahumma hdihi, Allahumma ja'aluhu hadiyan mahdiyan wahdi bih. Oh Allah, make him a means of guidance for others. Keep him steadfastly on hidayat, and guide many, many people by his means. Subhanallah, the ayah of Quran recited, the muhajirin, the ansar, the early entrants, and those who follow them with goodness, one meaning is follow in their steps, another is who had followed them in spreading goodness on this earth. Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala had been appointed as the governor of one of the most critical areas, the area of Sham that was on the boundary of the Byzantine, the Roman Empire. He was there as the Amir, as the governor for 20 years, and then assumed the Khilafah in the year of compromise with Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala's son was Khalifa for 6 months, and then as a prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once, referring to Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, said, "This son of mine is a great leader. Allah ta'ala will by his means unite between two differing factions of my ummah." And such a deep love relationship, Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu would honor Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, the other family members radiallahu anhum of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by hosting, by feeding, by gifting, etc. In fact, Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu himself narrates the hadith. He says that once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu as a little child, his grandson, and said that person who has my saliva's body will never touch the fire of Jahannam. And in his time, Islam had spread to many, many parts of the world, many areas that remain Muslim up to this day, North Africa, Morocco, far into North Africa. In fact, he had set up the city of Qayrawan that became a base for the spread of Islam. Central Asia, Khorasan, places like Afghanistan, right up to northern areas of Pakistan, came into Islam in the leadership of Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once prophesied and said that the very first naval force of my ummah who will go for the sake of deen across the seas, they are guaranteed Jannah. Jannah is wajib for them. And Allah ta'ala reserved this honor, Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, as the first Amir and leader of a naval expedition to Cyprus. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also prophesied the very first army in my ummah who will attempt to wage war and conquer what is today Istanbul, Constantinople at the time, the spiritual capital of Christianity, may all of them be forgiven. This happened in the Khilafah of Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, the army led by his son Yazid, and within which many senior Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in, and therefore Hazrat Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu was in that army, and he passed away, and therefore we find his qabr in Constantinople, in Istanbul up to this time. So very, very important that we guard, we protect our tongues, our hearts from any ill feeling. Let us not take chances in this regard. A person asked Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, and I will summarize many statements and responses that he gave. When he was asked that, "What do you say about a person who ridicules, curses, or speaks ill against Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala?" Now listen to this very, very attentively. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, "He is a person blessed with great leadership." Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu says, "It is as if Allah had created him specifically to be a great leader of this ummah." Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu says, "I have never seen a person with tactful leadership qualities after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like that of Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu." Somebody said to him, "What about Sayyidina Abu Bakr, your father Umar, Uthman, Ali?" He says, "Definitely they are more virtuous and better than him, but in leadership tactfulness, Allah had blessed him amazingly." So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah was asked the question, that what do you say about a person who ridicules and speaks ill of Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu? He says, "Be very wary, that person has evil lingering inside himself. Do not sit with them, do not associate with them, do not perform salah behind them. Make it known to people the evil, so that people may be protected from this evil thoughts that they harbor towards Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu." A person asked Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, "I have an uncle who ridicules and speaks ill of Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, and I sometimes dine and eat with him." Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala says that in future do not even dine and eat with him because of this evil that he harbors in his heart. May Allah purify and keep purified our tongues and hearts. It is critically important. It is the first door being broken that takes a person out of Islam. The honor and dignity, integrity of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, specifically Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahimahullah was asked, "Who is better, Umar ibn Abdulaziz or Muawiyah?" Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he says, "Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, while in jihad with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the dust that settles in his nose, one narration says in the nose of his horse, is far more virtuous than Umar bin Abdul Aziz, who was not a sahabi, with all his goodness and virtues." Ya Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhira da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. humble reminder, inshallah, to continuously contribute generously. Also, inshallah, 27th of Rajab, actually Wednesday night, inshallah, there will be a program in the masjid pertaining to the important lessons that we can take from the Isra and Mi'raj incident, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على أعظم نعمة أتاحنا بها وهي نعمة الإيمان والإسلام وبعد ذلك نسأل الله عز وجل أن يجزي عنا أفضل الجزاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة رضي الله عنهم أجمعين الذين هم الدفاع الأول لدين الإسلام مدحهم الله عز وجل قائلا والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم ومن الصحابة الذين جعلهم أعداء الإسلام ذريعة للتهمة لاحقا إلى سيدنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعائشة وحفصة وعمر بن العاص سيدنا معاوية رضي الله تعالى عنه الذي دعا له الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قائلا اللهم اجعله هاديا مهديا واهد به وقد وعده رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالخلافة التي أرسلها الله إليه عز وجل إذا وليت هذا الأمر فأحسن نسأل الله أن يطهر قلوبنا وألسنتنا من القدح في سيدنا معاوية رضي الله عنه ومن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين خصوصا عن أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا سيما عن سيدة خديجة الكبرى وعن سيدة عائشة رضي الله عنهما وعن بنات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الطاهرات السيدة زينب وسيدة رقية وسيدة أم كلثوم وسيدة أهل الجنة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة السيدة فاطمة زهراء وعن سيدنا الحسن والحسين، وعن أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وعن أمير المؤمنين معاوية بن أبي سفيان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين في سبيلك في كل مكان، ولا سيما في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي سوريا وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك أعداء الدين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. Fill in the gaps in the steps in front of us. Let us take those few steps. Among the steps most beloved to Allah Ta'ala are those which are taken to fill up the gaps in salah. Once we are in the saf, ensure we stand as close as possible, shoulder to shoulder, a means of unity and mutual muhabbat in the ummah. Ensure that the hills are in a straight line as well. Let's fill in the gaps in the safs in front of us. Filling gaps between shoulders, ensure that the hills are in a straight line. تقاربوا اعتدلوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم، غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى، ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عن من سواك. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. جزى الله عن نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
inshallah, after the remaining salah, brother will be taking shahada. After the remaining salah, brother taking shahada, entering the fold of Islam.